Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Good morning and welcome. Fourth hour of our get together begins. We call it the 9 o'clock stretch. Ooh, I can feel that stent. Just kidding. It's 9:07. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. We laugh at our own mortality because it is what it is, my friends. Very good to be here. Thank you. It is the Bob Rose Show. We are live. Hopefully I explained enough why we had the reruns going on. I apologize. I know it irritates people, but it really was like getting my heart fixed. I had a heart attack on the air almost this time a week ago, and look at me now. So, thanks to the expertise at North Florida, I was in very, very good hands, and they were just incredible at every level. I was really impressed. And, you know, the state of healthcare has not gotten better generally. They blew me away. It was good. It was good. And that's I can definitely say that for sure. So I'm really concerned because I'm hearing these headlines coming out. They're going to shut down the Straits of Hormel. 20% of the world's chili flows through the Straits of Hormel. It's Hormuz, I'm sorry. Is that a weird word? Hormuz. Hormuz. Yeah. You can live without chili, but you can't live without oil. 20% of the world's oil flows through there. Apparently, that's Iran's big move now. That's their big gig. They're going to close down or attempt to close the Strait of Hormuz. Is it the Strait of Hormuz or is it Straits? Is it Florida Strait or Florida Straits? Quite frankly, I'm not all that concerned about it. Oh, how you say it. Yeah, I'm concerned about oil prices going up. You know how it goes. Any excuse, I tell you. Well, no, it's a worldwide traded commodity, and supply is impacted in one place. It's really the price is impacted everywhere. It's just how it goes. But are they even capable of it? Can they do something? Can they do something that's, well, nothing's permanent, but can they do something that'll do long-lasting damage? There's possibilities. I think that Israel and ourselves and our friends in the region are going to do everything that they can to prevent them from being able to do any real damage. But we'll see how that's going to. We'll see how that's going to unfold for sure. Secretary of State Rubio, and this is a common line of thinking that he's faced and heard some of the similar things. It just happened to be this time from CBS host Margaret Brennan on Face the Nation, and basically talking about if the United States saw intelligence, that supreme leader had ordered weaponization of uranium. In other words, you know, did the intel, you know what they're trying to do. Tulsi Gabbard basically in March said something along the lines of it, but it wasn't exactly the same way. But yeah, that there wasn't necessarily the word from, you know, the supreme leader that they have a record of ordering weaponization. It's kind of like the old, you know, code red. I mean, you know, it was called. Probably came from the top. Why are they denying that? And is it less of a threat? Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it was all these underlings, man. You know, these are nuke heads. That's all they want. Nuke, nuke, nuke. They just want a nuke. And the Ayatollah has to put up with them. No, that's not the case. We know it's not the case. First of all, what's Margaret Brennan trying to accomplish? Well, she wants to put doubt in people's minds that we took the right action. Let there be no doubt, we took the right action. She also wants to place a wedge and try to create problems for Tulsi Gabbard. So if you can do that as a side effect, she's more than happy to do that. But Rubio, actually it turned into a win because they can lay that out there, but then you have to let them address it. See, that's where leftyism goes wrong. They can spout and they can spew, but if you're allowed to answer back in front of an audience, generally it leaves no doubt of, the lefties are wrong again. When he was asked that question about, you know, who ordered the weaponization code red, he said that's irrelevant. I see that question being asked in the media all the time. That's an irrelevant question. They have everything they need to build a weapon. We've got U.S. Intelligence assessments. Why would you bury things in a mountain 300 feet under the ground? Why would you have 60% enriched uranium? You don't need 60% enriched uranium. The only countries in the world that have uranium at 60% are countries that have nuclear weapons because it can quickly make it to 90. They have all the elements. Why do they have a space program, Marge? He didn't say it like that, but I am. Hey, why do you think Iran has a space program, Marge? Huh? Huh, Marge? Huh? Answer me this, Marge. Why do you think they have a space program? Huh? They're all astronauts in training? Is that what it is? They want to fly to the moon? Or do they want to build an ICBM that they can put a nuclear warhead on and do devastation to their two mortal enemies, Israel and the United States? Okay? They want to kill the great Satans or great Satan and Satan Jr.? That's what they're hell-bent on doing. So did Marge get it? Of course not. She went back to, well, Tulsi said this. Well, she said that. No. You're not being accurate in your assessment here. But that really answered it. Like, well, it doesn't matter who said weaponize it. It's being weaponized. Fact. They have a so-called space program, which is nothing more than trying to build a long-range missile. Fact. They've said that Israel should be wiped off the map, off the face of the earth. These are people that are also the number one state sponsor of terrorism around the world. They're begging for somebody to come and attack them. They just were hoping that timing-wise, they would have something clearly developed. And by the way, they might. There is a chance that they had or had something viable. There's still a chance. That's a big country. So to say we covered all the bases, no. No, we haven't done that. So things are going to get probably a little shakier and stuff before they get better. But that's not uncommon. All right. But the operation that the U.S. put forward was nothing short of stellar by all the reports I'm seeing. Operation Midnight Hammer destroyed Iran's advanced nuclear facilities with 7 stealth bombers in that surprise attack. You're talking 37 hours round trip. Yeah. How'd you like to be on a B-2 and you need to take a BM? They have a toilet. Need a snack? Got you covered. Microwave? Yeah. This is all true. 7 B-2 Spirit stealth bombers brought the region back from the edge this weekend. Yes, they were teetering on the edge, on the verge of a nuclear catastrophe. The Middle East. Because of Iran. But President Trump's powerful strike, Operation Midnight Hammer, Street smart move. Yep. Great success. We'll hear more about it. They'll be able to assess some of the damage further. Of course, what's damaged 300 feet below a country that's not going to let you go in there and start digging is going to be difficult to ascertain. But we'll get some feedback. We'll talk about that. Also, did you miss Valor? Two ways. Get the Bob Rose Show podcast wherever podcasts are available. Click on subscribe. You'll never miss a minute of the show. Or you can stick around and I'll do a short rerun version of Valor. And it's worth listening to for sure. And that's coming up next on 97.3 The Sky.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Good morning and welcome. It's 9:21. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is the Bob Rose Show. Thank you for supporting what we do. We really appreciate it. And we support what local law enforcement officers and first responders do on a regular basis. And sometimes they step even above and beyond that. And that's why we have Valor. Presented by Campus USA Credit Union, Lawful Defense and Shoot, GTR. Earlier, 8:35, we honored Lieutenant Cody Murphy with the Marion County Fire Rescue. Here's the quick version. Last December, Murphy was the victim of a head-on crash in his personal vehicle, and he was injured. Despite that, he managed to pull himself from the burning vehicle. Without hesitation and in complete disregard for his own condition, Murphy pulled a young woman from her vehicle as flames rapidly advanced. He rendered critical emergency care before fire units arrived. So for his courageous life-saving action, while injured, Marion County Fire Rescue is proud to salute Lieutenant Cody Murphy. Listen weekday mornings at 8:35 to the Bob Rose Show as present another Sky Valor honoree. Well-deserved, good stuff. I love it. We need more positive stories. That's one of them. Let's go to the email bag, shall we? By the way, my email address is bob.rose@odyssey.com. And I say it like that to remind you that Odyssey is not Odyssey. It's Odyssey, AUDACY. So bob.rose@odyssey.com. Bob, John Wayne was a Republican in every sense of the word. My hope and prayer is that everyone know and love our country for what she really is and what she stands for. These are quotes. Just give the American people a good cause and there's nothing they can't lick. In 1964, medical professionals informed Duke he had lung cancer, a diagnosis tantamount to a death sentence at the time, especially. Miraculously, the legend survived after having surgery to remove the cancer, along with one of his lungs and a few ribs. Most people would slow down and take it easy, not Duke. He was filming Sons of Katie Elder less than a year after surgery and continued making movies at his accustomed rapid-fire pace until his death 15 years later. The above is just a small example of this very warm-hearted, work. His son Ethan wrote the foreword. Anyway, I guess that comes from his book. My friend Paul sent that to me, and I appreciate that. Having been challenged recently with a little health ramification, and I'm on a better path now, I think. Definitely feeling better than I was a week ago this time. Almost exactly. It's when the chest pain started. It was not fun. We all have to take care of ourselves. We need to make it more of a priority. and not go into manly denial. It's nothing. Okay. Don't do that anymore. Not for yourself, you know? Because it's not about you. It's about the people that need you, love you, care about you, want you to be around. Like I said earlier, some things we can't control. And you know what? A lot of things, though, we actually can and we should. Hey, Whoopi Goldberg got out of line last week. Oh, I know. Shocker, right? Something along the lines of, you're better off. You'd be better off living in Iran than being a black person in America. I mean, isn't that ridiculous? Goldberg sparked this whole thing during a heated argument with her fellow View co-host Alyssa Farah Griffin on Wednesday. Griffin elaborated on many human rights violations perpetuated and by the Ayatollah's regime in Iran, including executions of gay people and imprisonment of women who go outside without without their hair covering, without their head covering. Now, Bill Maher got in on it. He was pointing out, you know, how stupid, you know, Goldberg was. Whoopi, he mocked her comments, comparing the lives of black Americans to life in Iran, joking that Democrats need to do something about The View. Let's not do that, because if we all start with that, we have been known in this country to tie gay folks to the car. Listen, I'm sorry, they used to just keep hanging black people. That's what Whoopi Goldberg said. As Griffin pushed back and said the situations were not comparable. And she shut down Whoopi's assessment of life in America for black people, noting the success he found. This was a congressman who was on the show with Bill Maher, that he's found in the United States as a black man. Quote, my district is a great state of Texas. It's actually a white majority district. The President Trump would have won by 25 points. As I said, I'm a direct descendant of a slave. My great-great-grandfather, who was born on Rosedown Plantation, I am literally being judged not by the color of my skin, but by the content of my character. That's from Congressman Wesley Hunt, a Republican from Texas, who also was criticizing Whoopi for her absolutely absurd and ridiculous statements. Do you think they would ever have the congressman on The View? Not if Whoopi and Joy Goofball had anything to do with it, no. No, because they don't want to be faced with the truth. This guy, his district is mostly white boy Texas, and he's black, and he wins to represent them in Congress, and he is ancestor of a slave. Wow, how does that work? Well, here's how it works. He never listened when other people told him, well, don't try so hard, because you know what? The man's always going to win. Don't try so hard on that test. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how smart you are, you're black. He didn't listen to any of that garbage. Who spews that kind of garbage? Conservative Republicans? No. That's the kind of crap that comes from white liberal women in the suburbs, usually. 9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. About 15 minutes away from Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Anna. Start thinking about some good thoughts. I'll have the latest headlines and information next on 97.3 The Sky.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Good morning and welcome. Making Mondays great. Hang in there, my friends. 9:35 right now. Top stories. Iran, Operation Midnight Hammer, a huge success. Oklahoma Thunder, they're your NBA champs. They beat the Pacers 103-91 in Game 7. Locally, Chuck Clemens, named Vice President, Government and Community Relations at UF. Congratulations. But major cities are on high alert. Department of Homeland Security issued a terrorism alert on Sunday, warning of a possible Iranian attack or attacks against the U.S. following the American airstrikes against Tehran's nuclear program. They warned officials to be on the lookout for Iranian-led attacks over the next 3 months by terror cells inspired to retaliate following Saturday night's strike. The likelihood of violent extremists in the homeland independently mobilizing to violence in response to the conflict would likely increase if Iranian leadership issued a religious ruling calling for retaliatory violence against the targets. So, again, if you see something, say something. I know it sounds old, but, you know, let's learn and live in a post-9/11 world and not in a pre-9/11 world. In other words, we've got to pay attention. Law enforcement's going to do their job. Intelligence gathering, they'll do their job. We have to be the eyes and ears. We've got to pay attention. And you got to call things in. You see something doesn't look right, don't be shy. Don't say, I don't want to get involved. Although I sort of did that this morning. So... here I am, you know, excited to be healthy enough to go back to work, excited that I am alive. Thank you, Lord. Thank you to the fine medical care that I got at North Florida Regional. They put a stent in my heart, by the way. So I'm driving to work. It's my first day back. I'm a little like, I wouldn't say butterflies, like nervous, like I'm going on stage and haven't done this before. But still, it was a little slightly different feeling, I guess. And I turn the corner. There's a sharp turn at Keystone on, was it 21? Goes by the, there's a little Keystone beach. There's a little beach area, if you know. I mean, it's a curve where you have to slow down for it. So I come through the curve, and no, I'm sorry, I'm far past that. I'm at the point where when you go around the next curve, the speed limit increases to 45. In anticipation of said increase, I may have started to adjust the cruise control, maybe just a hair prematurely. But it doesn't matter because I was traveling right around the speed limit when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, is a huge green monster in front of me, otherwise known as a fallen tree. Oh, my gosh. The decisive actions that I took. Whew, could have had another. My ticker could have went bad again. No, it was a big tree. And you're like, I was almost right on top of it before I saw it. Now, thank the good Lord there wasn't somebody going the other way, because there was a way around it, that lane. But it was close. So I guess it is. You know, when it comes to the world today, be prepared for the unexpected. And, you know, the folks, the Iranians, they're, who knows what they're going to do to try to, you know, get back whatever they think it is. So we got to pay attention. And then, you know, the tree was down and I'm like, ooh, I need to call that in. But when I got around it, I saw guys on the side that actually were like in a crew. Like somebody had called it in. They just had just gotten there to tear that tree up. But that could have been ugly. Start my day. I have to call Nick and go, hey, you know, I did plan coming back to work today, but I'm kind of stuck in the middle of a tree with my car. But it worked out. Worked out okay. All right. What else is going on with our top stories? I covered a lot of it, right? Okay. This DHS warning, no, it's serious. Everyone has to pay attention and be vigilant. And we will. We need to do that. What's the next step? What's going to happen? Iran voted to close the Straits of Hormuz, or the Strait of Hormuz. That's where, you know, 20% of our oil, well, the world's oil, goes through there. You have a problem there, you're going to watch oil spike. It could get crazy. But what are they going to do? They think they can just, like, close it? Well, maybe it's easy. I guess they could. Well, I'm not going to give many ideas, but yeah. I think that we are going to be pretty on top of it if they make any attempts to do such a thing. So that'll be one that we definitely want to continue and follow up on. But back to the original top story, Operation Midnight Hammer, and what a huge success that it was. And these guys put in 37 hours. It's a round trip, constant refueling. Would they use the old KC-135s, I guess? Yeah. So they had to do that. But apparently this was a huge success. I mean, they went in there and they mopped things up, literally. Because MOP stands for Massive Ordnance Penetrators. Don't try that at home. They dropped two of those. Well, I guess they dropped them against two nuclear target areas. It marked the first time that the U.S. has used the massive 15-ton, 30,000 pounds. The GBU-57 Bunker Buster Bombs. There's not another military in the world that could have done that, President Trump wrote on Truth Social when revealing, you know, after the fact, the attack on Iran. There's going to be so many tentacles of kind of cool stories that relate to this. Like, you know, there was like 100 planes that were involved in this. You know, you're just hearing about, you know, the B-2s and stuff. But no, I mean, they had F-22s, F-35s. They had naval carrier F-18s as strike fighters. They also had electronic warfare planes, F-18s. And yes, KC-135 and KC-46 aerial refueling tankers providing post-strike gas for everybody. And Operation Midnight Hammer proved that there is a need for this sixth-generation aircraft, which we don't have a whole lot of. This is the next wave, this next stealth thing designed to work with drones. And Trump greenlighted the Air Force F-47 in March. And hopefully those things will be getting produced and online fairly shortly. B-21, Raider stealth bomber. And that's a replacement for the B-2. The B-21 first flew almost 3 years ago and is in low-rate production. And some are calling for greater production of some of these aircraft. And then maybe they'll get what they want after the success that we have seen. I mean, these aircraft behaved and did exactly what was needed. There truly was a need for this stealth kind of operation, and they were able to pull it off. And got an op-ed piece that was written by Rebecca Grant for Fox News. And yeah, she's pushing for the development of these things. And she said the Navy has a secret sixth generation stealth plane for the aircraft carrier ready to go. But little internal strife in the Pentagon over budget analysis is holding up production on that one, even though the Navy has worked on this plane for over 10 years, and it needs to replace aging Super Hornets when the line shuts down. Admiral after admiral has told Congress the Navy is ready to buy this plane now. And according to her, she said, believe me, they need it to deter China. And yes, aircraft carriers most definitely can ride out Chinese missile attacks and keep fighting. Do you have any idea how hard it is to find, let alone hit, a moving target at sea that is spitting out electronic deception? And she said, better restock the missiles carried by U.S. naval destroyers, including the whole standard missile family. Fourth, she says the U.S. Space Force operates the satellites that provide precision attack and picks up all the missile launches from Iran, fund whatever they need for an on-orbit resilience so the Chinese and Russians can't mess with space. Make some very, very valid points. I found that on FoxNews.com. All right, my friends, it is 9:46. This morning has been moving right along. Thanks for hanging out with us. Coming up next, you want in? Do you have something upbeat and positive? Then I want you to call in. We call it Things That Make You Smile. It's brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in with your upbeat, positive, non-political calls. Yep, 877-975-9825. Call now. Things That Make You Smile next, 97.3 The Sky. Time for Things That Make You Smile, upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us, and it's brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now, 877-975-9825, and Rosebud, what's making you smile?
What's making me smile, Bob, is you're okay. I remember last Monday, I believe it was last Monday, you were talking about having heartburn during the show.
Yep.
I hope all you people out there, because I have heart problems, but it's not from, I don't need a stent or nothing like that. My veins are clean, but I just out of sync. And my cardiologist, who I take his advice because I'm here 18 months, I shouldn't be here. I already closed off everything, shut phones off. That's why I have to call on a stupid brain cancer stick, you know, that I can't stand. I'd like to take it outside and shoot it. But anyway, I want you to, Bob, take advice from your cardiologist. Because my cardiologist told me, he said, I know you're planning on going home there, sir. He said, but my job is to keep you alive right here, and I plan on doing it. And I'm still here 18 months. But I got one cup of coffee, 6 bottles of water every day, and I've almost turned into a vegetarian. So change your eating habits a little bit, Bob, and take your cardiologist's advice, and you'll live. I'm in my early 70s. I hope you be around a long time because I've been with you all the way. That's why they call me Rosebud. One of the reasons, but God gave me the name Rosebud. But you people have a nice day. God bless America and God bless our country. See ya.
Well, I've taken your advice before, and it's always been good advice. So I will do that, Rosebud, and I appreciate you shouting out to me and concerned about me. Thank you. Good morning, Kaz. What's making you smile?
Good morning, Bob and team. I am smiling and grateful for the Lord above. Same thing that Rosebud was saying. I was in tears because I didn't know what happened, and I was scared. But you know what's interesting? I am smiling because God does exist, because I pray for you and your team every night before I go to bed on my knees. Every night. And
well,
you're great. I love you, and you just take care of yourself. And just, I'm just like nervous wreck. But thank you, God, for taking care of him.
Aww.
Love you all. Bye.
Thank you, Kaz. Wow, that definitely makes me smile. And yes, absolutely. I'm very appreciative of all the prayers, no doubt about it. Hey, knucklehead, what's making you smile?
Man, just glad to see you back in the saddle. Got to go for one of them ambulance rides, and I got stuck in my country lane. Had to call for a backup. what really makes me smile is they didn't slip and fall in the mud and dump me on the ground and while they were transferring me to the other ambulance. See ya.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's... They did a great job with me, man. I've got zero complaints. I mean, I'm told you the state of healthcare is not great, but it definitely makes me smile that there are some dedicated people that are definitely still there, and all the folks at North Florida, they really went above and beyond. They were good. Good morning, Mark. What's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yeah, at first thrill last week, I thought that you were just on vacation with, like Greg was up in Asheville and stuff. And so, but as the repeat Bob Rose shows kept running on, I became concerned. I'm just glad you made it through.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate that very much. And, man, the outpouring and the Facebooks and all that, it's just, I haven't had a chance to respond to all of them. I don't know if I will. I'll just have to give one of them blanket things. Thank you for your support. And if everybody just sends me $1,000, I'm just kidding. No, what I've been given can't be paid for in dollars. Thank you, dear Lord. Thank you, everyone. Really, I appreciate it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.